Hello everybody, welcome to our podcast together here with Jake from Jake Fat Trading. How are you, man? And what if?
Yeah, so if you guys have heard that, and this isn't just a rumor anymore, it's confirmed now via loading screen, we're going to get a new promo starting tomorrow called What If. And actually, there were leaks and rumors that What If was coming for a few days now, and we had no idea what it was. So everyone was speculating it could be players at previous positions they played, like a Bale left back, which was a good idea, or players with a stat boost, because the name is just out there. It's a new promotion, but apparently we do have information that What If is going to be live cards that are based on performance of their team. So, like, for example, if Martial gets one of these What If cards, what if United score 10 goals in the league, he will get an initial upgrade. It could be something like that. Obviously, we do not have full details, but it seems like for attackers, it's going to be related to goals and assists, and defenders, clean sheets. So it's going to be related to IRL performance of their teams, and they will upgrade, which is always fun. I know, Florian, you're a huge fan of live cards in foot. What do you think of the concept?
The best promo that we could dream for. Of course, you know, guys, we love live cards.
Yeah,
we love headliners. Once to watch, they were like a miss this year, but we had the Road to the Final cards, which are a little bit different because the team needs to qualify. But yep, you've seen probably, and we'll discuss together in this podcast about what was happening with the prices of live cards during Champions League and Europa League. We are recording on a Thursday, so there is still time yep for Europa League today. But yeah, very happy about the rumors. I also have yep some packs saved, so because I don't have with what content to open them.
Yep.
So yeah, I'm a little bit more excited than what was until now.
Yeah, I agree, and it sounds promising. I like when they introduce new promotions, you know, and test something. I think for EA, I think that live cards are an amazing route to go because it keeps people super engaged. And I'm going to actually go to the popular here and talk about something you were mentioning, Florian. Yeah. And it keeps card prices valued insanely high for them, you know? So for EA, it's good because a card might not even be all that good. Like this Cancelo, I think he's a fantastic card, but his 86 inform is valued at 50% of his Road to the Final with almost yeah the exact same stats. So my point is that people are valuing live cards based on their future upgrades, right? So this Cancelo is, to me, is priced like an 88 or 89 even. Like this is outrageously high. So basically, like, I think it's a good thing for EA because it helps them make users pay more coins, and it's unfortunate for us, but it's the truth. Like this Varane, you know, that is more than Team of the Year Ramos. You know what I mean? Like the prices on these live cards are just insane, and even yesterday you can see how overpriced they were, because this Cancelo before the game yesterday I think peaked at like 540, 550. Yeah, there you can see it on the graph, right around 540, right? Mm-hmm. And then even after the win, which they were expected to win, he crashed because people are valuing these so much higher than the actual card is worth, if you know what I mean. So I think it's a great concept for EA. We love to trade with them. The headliners are also really fun to trade, but this concept happens a lot too. Like Upamecano, yesterday he got his upgrade to an 86, fantastic looking card. He crashed after the upgrade all the way down. He went down almost 100k here. So just know that these cards, in my opinion, are priced extremely high before the upgrade. That's why we always recommend selling in the hype on them. But I think it's a great concept for EA. I think people love trading with them. I think it makes cards more valuable from an EA standpoint. So overall, I'm actually pretty excited for it.
Yeah, the same. So last week we had we didn't get a chance to cover because we've recorded last mm-hmm week during the week, and we were waiting for icon swaps, and we were waiting for prime icon moments, and we were waiting for yep a lot of things. Unfortunately, let's say not all of the things that came out were as expected. Probably people were expecting more.
Mm-hmm.
Icon SBCs are not here anymore. I don't know what's happening with them. So a new promo, it's always nice to have. So yeah, on that note, I'm happy.
Yeah, like Florian said, Florian isn't talking about the mid or prime icon upgrade or the mid icon upgrade. They did refresh these recently, I think, within our podcast. But
And by the way, these are a scam.
Totally. Them. They didn't release new individual icons, and I mentioned this on my media platforms, but to me, this is just really cruel of EA. And what I imagine them thinking, and who knows if they're this clever or just content or what, but to me, I think that we've talked all year about how they want your coins in untradeable, and I think they released these instead of individual icons, especially at this time, because for the icon swaps packs, I think that so many people took these easy ones, these 81 plus times 25, the 82 plus times 25. I think that EA just said, hey, if you're taking these packs anyway, here's another way to gamble that. You know what I mean? Like, I actually was preaching taking the 81 to 83 times 25s and doing an SBC that would really improve your team. So maybe for some people that's Cruz. Maybe for some people that is El Shaarawy. He's still out. Maybe for some people that's Jones, right? Some fantastic looking cards that could improve your team. But instead they got fodder and they probably said, oh, I can do the mid or base icon really cheap. I'm going to do it now. And it costs 650K straight up. So I literally think a ton of people just did this with fodder they got, which kind of defeated the purpose. So clever from EA to make people gamble as usual, but it's getting kind of annoying seeing all these gambling ones right away instead of individuals that are desirable.
Yeah, I don't plan on doing any of those. What I will do, though, is I will take the packs from Icon Swaps. I was thinking a little bit of doing deco, but at some point I realized it's not enough for my team. I will take the packs, the 25 times 81, 82, 83, and I will do a player SBC. On my, let's say, on my track now, it's Toni Kroos, but sure. I will see if something else comes, because I want to open them when this promo comes, maybe, and let's see what other players are in SBCs then, and probably Kroos and another guy. But on gambling on icons, I don't really want to do that.
Totally. And the thing with these icons, too, is their price so similarly to market value. I know fodder is a little bit high. Kaka, honestly, was one of the better ones, but he's 1.6 million on the market, and he's 1.55 million as an SBC straight up. I know you can get untradables, but those come at a cost along the road. So, yeah, I just think they've been ridiculous this year. I'm really hoping, because EA has said that they could use icons in the future, I'm really hoping we get an icon in the next set priced like 2 million plus, but that you can use one or two icons in to make it cheaper, right? Because that has been a requirement in the past, and I think it will be again this year, is where you need an icon to increase the price, essentially. And now so many people have done those gambling, like base icon SBCs, etc. People can throw something into it, and then in theory it would reduce the price quite heavily. So I'm hoping we see that in the next set. There's 400 potential icons in the game. I think all year we've gotten like 20 something or less, so it's really pathetic what EA have released here.
And I've seen a lot of people, do you remember when we had this icon SBCs probably 2 years ago or something like this?
Yeah.
And we could have submitted an icon and you got in return, you got a 100K pack or 105K pack. And some people were having so many icons that they didn't use that they only did like that icon pack. For each icon SBC, they were doing only the icon pack.
Exactly.
So I've seen a lot of people submitting now icons in, I don't know, in party bags, in so many unusable and bad SBCs that it's not really worth it. I don't know, probably we will get this icon SBC sets somewhere around team of the season, or I don't know, in September. I don't know when we are waiting for them.
Totally. And For me, like, kind of what I always view as Icon SBC is a way to reduce from market value. And I know that these are priced about the same, but kind of how I view it is, like, if, say, I'm trying to think of a good example here. Maybe Ronaldo will come out, and he is expensive, right?
Yeah.
Let's see what the even... I'm talking even the base version here. Let me just go to him here. Fantastic card, really expensive, right? Almost 3 million on PS at least. What if they make his SBC like 2.4, 2.5 million, maybe slightly less, and you need an icon within that? So some already have that. Then for me, that's something to grind for. That's a huge amount of untradables, huge allotment of coins still to put in an untradable. But that's what icon SBCs always were to me, is something to grind for where you could save some coins, work over it for time for the average player, and that's what I would love to see them return to. Like, I would love to see a 20 to 25% price reduction, and, you know, it's fine to do a lot of squads. I don't care if the SBC is 2 million plus, but that's what people want. They want something to really grind for that's going to be worth it, you know?
Yeah, no, I totally agree, but how I feel EA this year, even this base icon Ronaldo, they will give him during team of the season or somewhere around the end part of the summer. I don't feel like we are getting any. I don't know. We forgot about the icons. I don't know what happened.
I agree with you, and Florian, I think that's represented too. We haven't really touched on this, but with the icon swap selection, for me, the most laughable thing in this entire icon swap set is this Butragueño. And look, I mean, you can see how the community feels. Look at the likes to dislike on him. And to me, this is the most pathetic thing they've released almost all year to even put him in for 15 tokens, because this card has been out all year. A ton of people already have him if they want him. And they ask for 15 tokens, which won't be done for another like month and a half, for a base Butra. So to me, I think that's literally the most laughable content they've put out this year, because I don't know anyone who would take that.
And to add to this, what you've said here, last year,
mm-hmm.
I had Butragueño base. So this yeah. base icon Butragueño, I had him in November, maybe,
mm-hmm.
from icon swaps. So I had him in my team like for 4 or 5 months. Since like from the beginning of the game, maybe not the first month, but in the second month or third month, definitely we got him in the icon swaps, and I took him because of his 5-star weak foot, and that was crazy last year.
Yep.
So, yeah, I didn't even blink at Butragueño this.
No one
this
did. Year. Look at that percentage, and I think that. They need to improve icon swaps in such a way where right now I would honestly call this like pack swaps because everyone that I talk to, and I'm talking like 90 to 95% of people are taking some version of a pack. You know, they're not interested in taking two of these icons, or they're not interested in taking Baggio. You see how he has a really strong like and dislike too. People yeah. are taking the Prime or Moments pack, which you might not even, and keep in mind, this is going to be a month plus down the road. You might not even get a player that's going to improve your team after sweating like 50 hours of gameplay. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and I don't even understand. So, okay, these are available for 10 weeks, right?
Yep.
And now the first batch of icon swaps, icon tokens, are available for 1 month, so okay,
yep.
for 4 weeks maybe.
Yep.
I don't even understand why you cannot grind all of them starting now.
I strongly agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, yeah.
And I think that, Florian, I think that one way to improve icon swaps to me is like where they have this Butra slot at 15 tokens, maybe they give you a player pick of 3 that are all priced relatively similarly, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. maybe a striker, a center mid, and a center back or something. You know what I mean? Like, for me, icon swaps should have at least valuable icons in it. I think that Blanc is kind of representative of that. He's actually a pretty good card. You can see that in the likes and dislikes. People feel the same. But I just think they need to give you more options for specific individual icons, because that's where icon swaps had originally come from, and that's what it was over the years. But now it's turning into pack swaps, where it's primer, moments icon pack, prime icon pack, primer mid pack, mid icon pack, base icon pack. You know what I mean? Like, I hope they change that.
Sorry to interrupt you here. I wanted to say that in the previous icon swap, so 1 month ago, we had even a base icon player pick, I think, or a middle or a base.
Icon I think it was base. Yeah, that was like the high. Okay. That was like the highest token.
But it was at least it was a player pick, and people really like player picks.
They
did. We could have gotten again a base icon player pick instead of a base icon pack, and it would have been better. But you know, it's not like I believe that people who build these objectives or SBCs, they don't do them. They don't play the game with them. They already have all the players in the game, and they don't really care about having, because if you would have played the game, you would have seen that you don't need Deco or Roberto Baggio in your squad.
Agreed. And yeah, I mean, just to kind of end off on this icon swaps, a lot of you guys on media and stuff, I've posted it to ask me what I would personally pick. For me, I would just be getting these 81 to 83 packs as fast as possible. I think you can do two of them right now. You could do like the 83 and the 82 together, because I think there's 9 tokens available. And to me, that's going to ensure that you can improve your team if you choose to do it that way. You can get, and I'm not talking about the pack contents, because all I'm expecting to get out of these two would be SBC fodder, where it's just going to be hopefully a few 89s, like an 88, 87, whatever it may be, where it's like you can instantly save hundreds of thousands of coins off an SBC that really improves your squad. So you could get this El Shaarawy if you don't have a great left wing in that budget. You could get Jones if you're lacking a center mid. I played him this weekend. He was fantastic against me. Ribery, don't look at that. That's embarrassing. But you get what I'm saying. Like, you can guarantee that you are going to quickly improve your team. So I love that personally. You could get Kroos done. I'm a huge fan of that.
Yeah. So for me, first option is Toni Kroos. Yep. What I wanted to, because let's say we are like in the middle of the time, let me ask you a bit about making some coins this week.
Mm-hmm.
What have you noticed into what was the best? Of course, we can talk a little bit about the live road to the final cards. Those were a little bit of a gamble, but
yeah.
Where did you see people getting a lot of coins from this week? And what can we expect also moving on?
Yeah, so first off, Thursday flips are getting a little bit trickier. Florian and I are recording this on a Thursday, so I wanted to start there. A few things that did really well this week, and there were just some specific cards that were interesting. So this one is worth touching on because it's such an interesting scenario, is that Promes got transferred, officially confirmed yesterday, to Spartak. He's played for them before, he's going back, and he got panic sold extremely hard, which he should, because that card isn't going to be live anymore, right? So yeah. He went down all the way from 330. I feel bad for the people that had him here. And he went all the way down to, like, literally you could get him at 160, okay? Whenever there's a huge crash like this, footbin won't catch the bottom. And then he recovered up to 201K, and I know some people sold him higher. But then right afterwards, he went back to 170-ish again. So I shouted him there. He's up like 10K a card right now. That did really well. Whenever you see a ton of panic, guys, there's going to be a bottom. It's just a matter of finding it. You can see the same thing on Upamecano yesterday. I mean, I ended up shouting him in Discord yesterday because he had literally dropped from 440 to 350. And to me, that's too low. And what helped me to decide that it was too low is I actually compared this card to a card that's extinct, which happens to be a Kanji. And those cards are very similar. I know that a Kanji still is live, but if you look here, I think people could link Upamecano a little bit easier, and their stats are really, really similar. So that gave me a little bit more confidence in shouting that. So those two did really well. And then kind of the big one that I would say encapsulate a lot that did really well is actually gold cards. And I think it surprises people that gold cards are still going to rise each week. But The reason that gold cards worked really well this week was simply because we got UEFA marquee matchups yesterday, which produced quite a bit of supply on them, so they ended up taking a little bit of a dip. Like, this card, Mane, he's up 20k from yesterday on PS. I shouted him at like 124k, and you can see him here. You can see him sitting at 125, 124, pretty much with ease over hours. This is like 3 hours worth of time, and that's after UEFA. So he's up past 140k PS. I know the rises aren't as dramatic on Xbox, but you're still looking at 10k a card, which is awesome. So if you put in 1 million coins, you made 100k. Conte did well too. Mane did well. And the most surprising one, and this is really surprising for me, so I shouted those few cards, but the most surprising one by far to me is Kyle Walker. And Kyle Walker went up 7 or 8K today, which is absolutely nuts. I think it's because people are continuing to do Jones SBC, and they have Rooney, so it's very helpful. But there was also a big period of time, and you can really take this into account in foot, where we got two amazing right backs back-to-back in Kluivert, and then we got Tavernier, like literally within a few week period, I think, Florian, if not like a week.
Maybe in the same week, yeah.
Yeah, so super quick. So right backs crash, and you're going to see this on the graph. Let me point it out here. Around this time, you can see that Tavernier must have came out right around this date, okay? And Kyle Walker was as low as 30K. But now we have Rooney, we have Jones out. So ever since then, Kyle Walker has pretty much been slowly trending up, and he's back at 50, so it's quite an insane rise. Like, if you invested in him around this crash and just waited, you'd be like almost doubling your coins. But you can see today, from yesterday, he is up about 7 or 8K, which is absolutely nuts on an 85 rated card because they are packed a lot. But it just shows to be aware of your surrounding, be aware of SBCs that are out, know that people are doing Curtis Jones through those icon swap packs, kind of like we talked about. You're getting so much fodder, they're saying, what's out there that I can do right now, and they're making it work. You can see that same situation. I didn't shout this one, I actually should have. I might have to search him real quick, but you can actually see that same scenario with Mkhitaryan. And the reason Mkhitaryan is doing well is not only is he a underrated card, is he links strongly with El Shaarawy, and people are continuing to do him again with all their untradeables. So you can see that, like, even on Tuesday this week, he was floating right around 100K. I know yesterday he was available at around 100. Today he's been all the way up to 115 plus. He's a little bit lower right now than what I saw him at earlier, but it's because people are doing El Shaarawy, and you can see that after rewards, people do El Shaarawy and then link him. So always be aware of what SBCs are out.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a very good shout. I had also one Mkhitaryan in my club. I remember I bought him right. I think he scored. Like in the last weeks or something, and yep. I bought him really, really fast. And I forgot about him in the club.
Yep.
So it's always nice when you go through your club and you find a player that it's like 330k or 40k up in value.
Totally.
So I was very happy about that. So yeah, no, definitely good lesson here. So guys, check the SBCs, considering linking them to Thursday rewards. People will try to put the fodder in those SBCs. And we didn't really have a lot of, I mean, we have some SBCs, but we have like three players that you can do. So yep. Of course, the majority of people will try to improve their teams with some fodder.
Totally. And then even with Mane, something that's probably influencing his rise, because he is up the most of any gold, I believe, is that he links with Curtis Jones as well. So they are pretty much all pertaining to that current set of SBCs. And so many people did that. Rooney, too, which I played him this weekend. He feels really good to me, against me, at least. So.
Yeah, personally, I didn't do him.
I didn't do him either.
I mean, I liked him in real life, but let's say in game it would have been difficult to fit him in my squad, and I didn't want to have a 400k player on the bench. So that's why.
So one last thing I want to touch on today, Florian, and I think this will be a little bit entertaining for our viewers, for those that are unaware, is a big issue EA has right now. And we've kind of talked about this throughout the year too, but bots and extensions are super big in FIFA right now, where you can run scripts where they'll purchase cards for you, or they'll search at a certain rate or let you snipe at a rate that you can't humanly do, okay? And Moments R9 is such an expensive card. You can see that his prime is still 13 million plus on PS. So this Moments card should be valued well above 15 million, right? Like, people will easily pay that. So what's happening is people are running scripts. Bots are running scripts on him and sniping him. And this Ronaldo card is selling, and I can confirm this for a fact, at $1,200+ just to list him up. So,
whoa,
the people, and I've heard, I'm not kidding, I've heard as high as $3,000 someone paid. So people are
just
running,
just to have him on the market, or
yeah, to literally list that for, plus the 15 million price. So it's not just 50 million coins, it's literally just to get a listing from these people that sniped him with a bot. So EA has messed up their game in such a way where this card is way too rare, that the only people that are getting to get him are using snipes, bots, extensions. And then those people are actually making thousands of dollars worth of profit in real life on him. So EA has to do a few things. They either have to up his price range a lot. I'm talking like 25 million. I don't really care what they do, which is just ridiculous. Or increase his supply on the market, because when a card is that unattainable, people will pay for it. Content creators want it. Pro players want it. Yeah. And it becomes of, I have something you want, how much will you give me for it? So you would need 15 million coins to start, and then you would need to pay in real life cash to do it. So I think EA needs to figure out a way around that, because they can't allow that to happen. Plus, the people that are benefiting are using something illegal, like for their terms of service, so they should all be banned. It would be really easy to identify. If anyone got this card, they're using extensions that are against their rules. So I'm really against it. I really think it's unfortunate that those who have already spent a ton of money on the game can't even get a card they highly desire if they have the coins available. So EA really need to sort that out badly.
I think there are a lot of things that EA needs to sort out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, I feel like a lot of frustration has gathered inside the Feud community.
I agree.
Of course, it was a little bit worse when we had also those community managers on Twitter, and they just tweeted random things. They didn't help for anything.
Yep.
But I don't know. Now it's a big frustration on the market, even on the content, even on the game.
Yep.
On the pro players level. So I don't know. Yeah, let's see how that turns out in the end.
I agree. And hopefully this promo is good. I think for us right now as a community, we want stuff to grind. So what I'm hoping is we get new icon SBCs. I hope player picks return. I think that player picks are one of the most fun, simple things EA can
mm-hmm.
do,
mm-hmm.
especially during a promotion. It's like something to grind, right? Where it's just like you can do a ton. And if anything, you get fodder from it anyway. So it's a win-win from EA. But yeah, I agree. We just need to have some fun in Foot. EA really showed what they could do when they push for fun with like Summer Heat. So I hope EA bring back some really fun concepts. I hope the showdown continues. They did give us a showdown recently, but they picked possibly the worst cards we've seen all year. I know that.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's available here. I can't even remember. But this Herman card, guys, like, this was so laughable to me. He was like 150K. He has two R's, I remember. He's like 150K, and Merez headliner is better, and he came out like months ago. And this guy has 3-star weak Foot. He's just not good for the price.
And they also lost the game.
Oh, and they had a huge disadvantage for the game. So just kind of ridiculous. Zinchenko was the other one who was a great card, likely to get upgraded. Like, he was the favorite to win, but he was 350K. I mean, come on. Who's paying that? So overall, great concept with Showdown, but EA are finding ways to ruin it. So I hope they just price things appropriately, pick games that are more like 50-50, because everyone expected City to win, I think. So that was kind of unfortunate. But yeah, just stuff to keep an eye on. I hope they impress the community with this promo. It sounds like it could be really fun and something new. So let's stay positive and just be hopeful.
Yeah, guys, thanks a lot for listening. Of course, you can listen on Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You can watch the video and see if it's been in the screen on YouTube. Thanks again. Stay safe. See you next week when we're gonna see exactly what we get for this What If promo.
Totally. Thank you guys. Have a good one.